you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's clear. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. And listening, friends, you're in for a real treat as I have two friends in the studio, a new friend and an older friend who is becoming a closer friend, Melissa Wilhelm. And as you know, she's with the Salvation Army, joins us many times for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. People will say, who is that gal you had on? She's pretty sharp or clear.
Oh, boy.
Good input. So we appreciate Melissa. And she brought a friend, but more than a friend. He was the keynote speaker this past Thursday at their fundraising there. Christmas in July,
Christmas
I think
in July,
you called it.
Our inaugural fundraising dinner for the Salvation Army.
Oh, it was a great turnout. I appreciated not only the keynote speaker, but the other people that shared. And Mike Hale, one of a kind.
Yeah.
I guess he's served on your board for 30 years.
Yes.
What a blessing to our community. A very gifted broadcaster, a great storyteller, and he has a fantastic memory. He can recite things that happened many, many years ago. Anyway, we got a lot to cover today because of the special new friend, Addison Williams. He resides in Texas. And Melissa, I'm going to have you share a little about him. But what I appreciated about his sharing and his storytelling, he has a heart for the Lord. He wants to help communities. He wants to help entrepreneurs and people, for that matter, all grow and exhibit Christian character in their business or in the things they do. He wants us to influence people so that people know Jesus and Jesus is recognized through their efforts, through their work, through their vocation, through the things they do. So we're going to get to talk a little about He Gets Us and some of the entrepreneurial work he does, helping ministries realize how they can have an impact in the community. Hopefully I'm covering some of the right things there. So Melissa, you brought in Addison to be the special speaker last Thursday. Give a little introduction, and why was he your keynote speaker?
Excellent. Thank you. So there's really two parts to this story. There's who is Addison Williams, mm-hmm. and then there's how did we ever cross paths, and how did he get here, all the way from McKinney, Texas. So as we mentioned, I mean, I have been enjoying listening to Addison's drawl for the last couple of days. That just never gets old, and I'm so grateful that he's here. He does have a beautiful wife and two beautiful children, as well as two fur babies mm-hmm. back in Texas. So for him to take time away from his family and out of his personal life to come here to Central Illinois to share time with us and speak to us is just a complete blessing on the Salvation Army and the community. So Addison loves the great outdoors, as do I. He graduated from Northeastern State University with a master's in criminal justice, and he holds a bachelor's degree in criminal justice with a minor in leadership communication. Spending the last couple of days with Addison, he is incredibly polished, very sophisticated, wonderful communicator, definitely a connector, and it's just been a privilege to get to know him. What a sharp guy we brought to Illinois here for this event. Addison coached collegiate baseball before joining multiple media teams, bridging the gap between church on Sunday and the rest of the week in the workplace, also building a strong network of mobilized churches. He is a leader and a coach, as well as a mentor. He works with with the He Gets Us campaign initiative, as you mentioned, and that's a movement to reintroduce people to Jesus of the Bible and confounding love and forgiveness. So what a wonderful initiative that is. He serves as a regional director for Faith Driven Entrepreneur, a nonprofit ministry that exists to help shape entrepreneurs who are shaping our culture to know God and look more like Him. So his passion for faith at work, it started at a very young age, and you certainly see that in Addison today. I'm just excited that he's here, Mark.
And you mentioned he has two fur something.
Two fur babies.
What are the fur babies?
So the fur babies are actually two half German shepherds, Ranger and Tinley.
Okay.
Yes, it's quite the house with a 5-year-old daughter, a 3-year-old son, and two big dogs.
Now, Melissa gave the overview bio introduction. What else would you want our listeners to know about you and some of your faith journey?
I would say my faith journey really started, as Melissa said, from a young age. I grew up in a very Christian home. My parents were fantastic with that. I would say that whenever I went to play collegiate baseball, I was very involved in Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I started that in high school. Actually, my first FCA Bible was given to me by my algebra teacher, Brandy Jumper, and she was fantastic, fantastic leader. So that really is what started me on my journey to know that faith is much more than just going to church on Sundays. It's actually a relationship. It's something that you can do on your own time, but you can also do in community. So fast forward to my college career. I did play baseball at Northeastern State University in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And that's really where I also found a love for community and teaching and coaching others. So my friend and I would actually co-lead devotionals for the baseball team, along with other organizations I was a part of on campus. And that's, of course, the second year I was at Northeastern State is when I met my wife. We had a foundation of faith for our relationship, and I really think that that's what fueled a lot of that passion. But also knowing the church that she was a part of, Faith Covenant in Arkansas, was really impactful because it showed me that no matter who you are or what you are, as long as you can understand that Jesus loves you for that, and you really want to press into that relationship, that's really what peeled back the onion for me in college. And it showed me that you don't have to force anything. It just comes naturally. It comes whenever you know there's something out there, and that something for me is Jesus Christ.
And I want to touch on that because we have a wide range of listeners, from those that have been on a faith journey for many years to somebody that maybe hasn't even entertained the idea that God loves them or cares for them. So I want to dig a little deeper into that, having a relationship with Jesus, because that's a foreign concept for some. So talk a little about that. And then I know Melissa and I want to know more about the faith-driven entrepreneurship that you lead, and talk more about He Gets Us. So on this Testimony Tuesday, what does it look like to have a relationship with Jesus, or how do you get there?
I think it's a journey of self-reflection, Mark. I think it's not a one-size-fits-all for anybody, but I do think that it's an establishment of how can you actually live for something greater than yourself. Just this morning, I was working out in my hotel workout facility, and I happened to start a conversation with one of the other guys that was in the gym. And it was over the music that was playing. It sounded like I was in a piano bar or in a hotel elevator going up and down. It was very soft, very subtle. And I happened to make a joke about it. But turns out his name is Camden, and he is participating in the regional Olympics for pole vaulting this weekend in Central Illinois, where we are. And it was an amazing opportunity because I then was able to share just a little bit about my journey. And he was like, man, you must be very important. And I said, I don't know about that. But the idea behind knowing Jesus is simply this. It's simply saying, how can I just know myself a little bit better and know that there's a greater purpose in my life, referencing Jeremiah 29:11-13.
Well, part of your goal, helping people to know Jesus in the Bible, not just this Jesus that maybe is on coffee cups or the Jesus that's on the wall with blue eyes and you think he's a surfer out in California, but the real Jesus of the Bible. So you obviously look for opportunity to transition conversations that way. I know Melissa often does that too, but maybe talk a little about He Gets Us ministry and then how our listeners can find out more about our website or a phone number to call.
Absolutely. I have been working on behalf of the He Gets Us campaign since it actually began in 2021 as part of their chat team and activation team. The He Gets Us message is simple. We really want to introduce the Jesus of the Bible, just as you mentioned. Mm. And as Melissa said earlier, his confounding love and forgiveness. Mm. To know that he's more than just God. He's man. And he came to die for our sins and be risen again so that we could have freedom in life. But I will have a disclaimer. I am not the creator behind the He Gets Us campaign, but I have been fortunate to know the hands and feet that have been fueling the He Gets Us campaign, to know that the intentions are pure. Mm. And it's a matter of just understanding where people are and just starting a simple conversation, to know that you don't have to have all of the answers. You just simply have to say hi, and that hi can lead to a conversation and connection you might not have had otherwise.
Which is kind of how we met, right?
Absolutely. It's exactly how we met, Melissa.
So I met Addison while I was in Dallas for the National Salvation Army Convention. And oddly enough, when I got off the plane in Dallas, I probably have never felt so alone in my entire life, which is very odd because I was at a convention with 3,000 plus people probably, and over 1,800 Salvation Army officers. But it wasn't really, I was so excited to go to the convention, and it was an awesome convention. The Better Together convention was amazing. But I was in a sea of people that I didn't know, that I've never met before. And I didn't have anybody else from Champaign County or Vermilion County with me there present, so I was really kind of in a sea of people all by myself. And I'm social, I met people, I had a great time, but I was really feeling like a fish out of water in a lot of ways. And I also was overwhelmingly busy with my job here with the Salvation Army in Champaign County, serving the Lord and doing things for people to serve human needs here, and doing the events and the fundraising and the PR and the media and all of these things. And sometimes it's a lot, right, for multiple counties. So I was really feeling very tired as well. And I think it all just kind of, I think there's a reason I was there. I have garnered a lot from that trip, and I was so glad to get away for a little bit. But there was a huge room filled with vendors, and I thought, oh, I'm too tired for this. I don't know if I have the energy for this today. As social as I am, there's a point where you just kind of shut down. And I kind of thought that first day, I'm just going to breeze through really quick, maybe talk to one or two people. And I had never heard of the He Gets Us campaign prior to that, but that was the first table that I stopped at, because there was this gentleman there who looked me in the eye, and he was just so spot on. He wanted to have a conversation. He was very friendly and warm. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go have a conversation with this gentleman. And we got to talk, and we just instantly connected. And we were talking about Jesus, and we were talking about the convention. And I had somehow felt comfortable enough to say, man, I don't know anybody else here. I'm alone here today. And not only that, but I'm so overwhelmingly busy. Like, my head, I'm thinking about back home and all the work I need to be doing right now. And speaking of which, we've got this event coming, a very important event, and a lot's riding on this fundraising dinner. And I can't find a keynote speaker to save my life. And I really shouldn't even be standing here talking to you right now. Kind of in that breakdown moment, because he and I had had that comfort level with each other. And then what happened?
If you talk to anybody that I know, they'll tell you that conferences are actually my jam. It's like Addison's element. So whenever I was working the booth, Melissa came up just like she said, but it was an opportunity for me to just connect with somebody and say, hey, do you know about our campaign or not? And it was exactly what Melissa said. But on the flip side of that, I would say whenever she started talking about me being a keynote speaker, or I remember her saying, well, it could be you. And I looked at her and I said, well, I do network and work with a lot of people, so I can get you in contact with whoever you want, I'm sure. Just tell me who you need, what you want the topic to be about, and we'll go from there. And then she kept reinforcing this idea of it might be you. And in the back of my mind, I'm really sitting on this. It's weighing on me. It's like, why can't it be me? And because I do love to teach and coach, it comes from my collegiate career. It comes from community of FCA and other organizations, just surrounding this idea of everybody has a story. So why can I not share my perception and perspective of that? So I was very much convicted. We finished that conversation, and throughout the night, in the back of my head, I just kept thinking about Melissa and this opportunity to not only help her with the keynote address, but also two topics came to mind that evening on my drive home from Dallas. And one of them was this idea of connectivity, which is the topic that I spoke about last Thursday night. It was a complete God moment. Melissa and I smile and laugh about it now, but just looking back, it just shows, more importantly, the power of connection. mm-hmm. and what one connection can truly do.
And was the other one community? Because it seemed like many of your remarks were bringing people together. Obviously, the greater purpose is bringing them to Christ, but as we bring them to Christ, oftentimes we can be the hands and feet or the ministry work, and the Salvation Army does that so well. But isn't it like God to bring two people together, and you're what? But I'm in Texas, but yeah, maybe God wants to stretch me a little and bring me to Illinois and to be that speaker.
Absolutely. I think that being an athlete, you're always trying to press into the next level. You're always trying to grow. Even on your worst day, if you only give 20%, that 20% is going to give you a lot more than if you just slacked off that day. So this idea of being uncomfortable, I think that's the season that I was in. Just in the sense of, this is something that I do enjoy doing, so why not? But I do agree that the other topic that I was thinking about, community is a very big thing for me. I'm full-time with Faith Driven Entrepreneur, and we talk about the journey, the faith journey a lot. But one thing that we always say is entrepreneurship is often a lonely journey, but it doesn't have to be. So whether you're an entrepreneur or not, it doesn't matter. Community is everything, even if it's where two or more are gathered together, the Holy Spirit is there. Even if you have two people to talk to, if you have one trusted individual, that community can be a transformational thing in your life.
Talk about He Gets Us, the ministry, how people can access it or resources, or how you can come and speak to an organization, a business, a ministry about faith-driven entrepreneurship, how people can impact their world with maybe some of the tools, tips. But is there a website or a phone number for them to access?
Absolutely. So it's twofold. One is hegetsus.com. You can go there, learn more about the organization, specifically the movement. And then we do have about 7 Bible study reading plans. We do partner with other organizations, the main one being churches, being able to connect people to the local church, local community, back to that. And then secondly, with Faith Driven Entrepreneur, it's very simple. faithdrivenentrepreneur.org will take you to the right place. And we do have an upcoming conference, September 13th. It's actually a virtual conference, and we're looking for local watch party hosts, to where if you want to bring 5 people to your home and watch the conference, it's a half-day event. Or if you want to connect this with your local church, or if you're not part of a church, you can bring this to your local business and invite your closest friends.
Hey, maybe, Melissa, we can collaborate and do something.
And,
you know, we can talk about that.
Absolutely.
Now, for you spelling bees, you probably have no problem typing in faithdrivenentrepreneur.org. But entrepreneur, ENTREPRENEUR. And you can always call the station if you're driving to work and you didn't get to write that down. But faithdrivenentrepreneur.org. And also hegetsus.com. Stop by, look it up. You can maybe get to know our special guest today on the Testimony Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends is Addison Williams. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org, so you can listen to it in its fullness at any time. To find out more, stop by faithdrivenentrepreneur.org, faithdrivenentrepreneur.org, also hegetsus.com, hegetsus.com.
If I could just say, you know, I know for my boys, I raise 2 boys most of the time on my own. And one thing, I think as people walking around the world, we tend to think we know what's best for us, and we sometimes close our eyes to the opportunities that could have been laid in front of us. You know, people cross our paths for a reason, and we're very quick to say no. And sometimes we just need to take a step back and a pause and say, you know what, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do. Maybe I cross paths with this person for a reason, and this could be a God moment. This could be a God thing that is pushing me in a new direction. And I just want to put that out there because, you know, my boys, no, Mom, no, I don't want to do that. But I always say, you know what, give it a minute. Just think about this. Just lean into this a little bit. Maybe you're supposed to do this.
Yeah, those divine appointments, I think, as we all prayed before this program, seeing this as a divine appointment, how God laid out circumstances where people meet up and we talk, and it all worked into our schedules. But I also like where you mentioned, Addison, when you talked about your faith journey, that it's really different for everyone. God will reveal himself in different ways to different people through different circumstances. It might be just somebody looking at the sky and saying, wow, that's an incredible sun and the atmosphere and the trees, and there's got to be something behind it, to somebody that sees the kindness of somebody opening up a door as they're holding their child to get into some place, and or somebody handing a gift card to a stranger just saying, thank you for serving in our military, I appreciate that. And the person thinks, why did they do that? And maybe it strikes up that conversation where we have the opportunity to share about this God that loves them. And I appreciate your faith journey, that you at a young age had parents modeling it for you. But we all can be those message bearers that can proclaim God's goodness in a variety of ways. And sometimes it's not even through words, it's just through our actions.
And that's faith, right? That's faith. Keep your eyes open. Don't dismiss things so easily.
Absolutely. And, you know, going back to the relationship aspect, Mark, you just mentioned that. I would just say that from an athletic perspective, you're always striving. You're always striving for something else. Mm. And I think just resting in the opportunity to say what Melissa just mentioned, stepping back and taking an opportunity to self-reflect and just be in a moment and not have to force yourself to be perfect. I think that's one thing that whenever we think about athletics or we think about faith, even in this relationship that we have with Jesus, it's more so how can we just rest in ourselves and just understand that perfection is not what we're striving for. We're just trying to strive to get better each day. Or just like this morning, I was going back and forth with the opportunity of, should I talk to this guy? Should I be myself, in the sense of it's early in the morning working out in a gym? But I just happened to kind of break through that uncomfortableness and just say, what have I got to lose?
Yeah.
And I think that that's all about it. It's just stepping into a moment to say, this might be an opportunity.
Yeah, we have that privilege as followers of Jesus to interact with different people. And then thank you, God, that he's a merciful, loving God that pursues us, and we can't earn it. We can't earn our way into heaven. We can't do all the right things, that he redeems us right where we're at, and he desires to connect with all of us, no matter what our background experience is, no matter how many times we failed or how frail or broken we are. We have this Redeemer God, this loving God that cares for each and every one of you tuned in today. He has a plan and purpose for you today, and he delights in you. He's created you, and he desires to work in and through your very experience today. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Melissa Wilhelm, and Addison Williams with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.